1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who was dubbed the Steel Magnolia during Jimmy Carter's time in office, has died at 96.
My role was more one of a sounding board for Jimmy. He could explain the issues to me and in the process think them through.
But she was one of Mr. Carter's closest advisors, and he often referred to her in private as co-president. First Lady Jill Biden reacted to the news tonight in Virginia.
She was well known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights.
The Carter Center says Rosalynn had been living with dementia and died after months of declining health. Israel says it has new evidence now proving a hospital in Gaza was used as a terror hideout for Hamas. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military has made multiple statements about the so far underwhelming evidence of the apparent Hamas command center at Al-Shifa, saying we were only shown, quote, preliminary findings, and that more details would be shared soon. Hospitals have protected status under international law, but Israel insists its assault on Gaza's largest and most important medical facility falls within those boundaries.
Thousands of people marched again today in Paris for peace in the Middle East. It follows even bigger protests last weekend against anti-Semitism. Drivers in Los Angeles may get to work a little faster tomorrow with I-10 set to reopen. LA Mayor Karen Bass.
I want to thank Angelenos for being informed, for following the directions, staying on the freeway, and most importantly, taking advantage of Metro.
The freeway's reopening weeks ahead of schedule following a massive fire there. Major companies from IBM and Apple to Comcast and Paramount have pulled advertising from X over Elon Musk's latest post promoting an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Maryland Congressman Jimmy Raskin talked about it today on CNN.
We'll be taking action with colleagues this week to write to him, to ask him to renounce those comments.
The company behind ChatGPT wants to hire back its CEO now after suddenly firing him on Friday. Tech expert Ian Schur.
One of the tough parts about this is that Sam Altman, the CEO the company fired, has become a mascot of AI in the tech industry. He's been to Congress. He's spoken on the issue with the president. And so continuing the company without him, particularly if you don't have a good reason, seems really weird.
Many staffers threatened to go with him. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 30 tonight, under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow night, 32, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
We'll be right back.
Maiko Nakahara with Magic Friday. And before that, we opened up the hour with The Cure and Friday I'm in Love. Robert Smith sounding surprisingly upbeat. It would not last very long. Thanks for coming back for the second hour of Seth Faces the Music, everybody. Coming up next, we are going to play a group that was really never taken seriously in the 1960s, even though they had plenty of hits. I'm talking about the Turtles, of course. By the late 60s, they, like a bunch of other bands, were experimenting with psychedelic sounds and so forth, but they still kept their kind of happy-go-lucky sound as well. So this is from their 1969 album, Turtle Soup. Here's Somewhere Friday Night.
Mississippi and La La Land, a new wave hippies and the pop goth glam. It's just cause parents don't understand. It was Brooklyn, it was Friday, it was love. From this roof you can see the stars. We are the left bank dreamers and the avant-garde. I'll sing my borrowed song on your borrowed guitar. It was Brooklyn, it was Friday, it was love. Angel choirs on the midnight G train. Sing Beastie Boys, Kurt Cobain. A revolution you can learn to dance to with a friendly face. On the way.
That was the Finders Keepers with Friday Kind of Monday, psychedelic bubblegum, I guess, from the UK. Not sure where to categorize them, but that's a pretty good tune. And before that, we had one of my favorite more recent bands, The Midnight, with Brooklyn Friday Love. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, another duo that I've been playing a lot of lately for some reason. I'm not sure why. But here's one where the other guy actually got to take a lead in one of their songs. So that's a novelty, right? Well, stay tuned and find out here on WFHR.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cowboy Junkies with Good Friday, a band that is way underrated and not played nearly enough. And before that, the duo of Daryl Hall and John Oates, a rare lead vocal for John Oates there. Keep on plugging away, John. We know someday you'll make it. Turning now to one of the great forgotten American songwriters. He lived basically in a shack in Texas without any electricity or running water for most of his life. He played in dive bars and cheap hotels. He died early because of massive substance abuse, but he wrote some marvelous songs and has been covered by just about everybody, and I'm not kidding. Here's one of his own. Here's Townes Van Zandt with Gypsy Friday.
Dreams enough to ease your hungry sorrows, and a song's enough to blow your tears away, and all you need's a rhyme to help you pass your time. Well, meet me down the line on Gypsy Friday. If all you need's a rhyme to help you pass your time, meet me down the line on Gypsy Friday. If your mind's alive and free and flying easy, then I'd like to take you with me if I may. But listen to me, friend, you'd better best begin throwing secrets to the winds of Gypsy Friday. If you want to call me friend, then friend, you'd best begin throwing secrets to the winds of Gypsy Friday. You can lay aside your bucket full of teardrops, but believe me, friend, it ain't a game I play. When you can give your soul and come in from the cold, well, there's stories to be told at Gypsy Friday. When you can give your soul and come in from the cold, well, there's stories to be told at Gypsy Friday. So if you're feeling scared and just a little lonesome, you can dry your eyes and put your fears away. And when all the tears are gone and you want to come along, well, I'll sing for you a song of Gypsy Friday. When all the tears are gone and you want to come along, I'll sing for you a song of Gypsy Friday.
Have you ever seen a guy like this? He's a loser. I don't mean to diss. Have you seen him move to another groove? He is on his way to the school of cool.
Going back to some more British psychedelia there, that was Majority One with Friday Man. And before that, we had Lisa Morish with Mr. Friday Night. We have one more break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to play a group that got famous in the 1990s for kind of being a throwback. They wore bell bottoms. They had long hair. They played Southern rock pretty darn good. We'll start off the next segment with them here on WFHR.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
yes, I will.
Livy Ikemizi sang that song. That was Friday Night. And before that, we opened up this final section with The Black Crowes and Good Friday. Up next, we have a singer who was in the business for a very, very long time. He started back in the 50s with a couple of singing groups, went on his own, had several big hits throughout the years. But man, what a voice. That deep, rumbling, soulful voice. Can't get enough of it. Here's Bobby Blue Bland with Friday the 13th Child.
Friday the 13th Child, mother nearly died in pain, and you never look over your shoulder. Friends and family you'll never see again. Friends and family you'll never see. Must be somewhere roads don't run. Put another day over your shoulder. Make it shine like silver, warm like the morning sun. Shine like silver, warm like the morning sun.
Shed 7 with their song She Left Me on Friday, and that is where I'm going to leave you this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to Seth Faces the Music this week. Tune in next week. We'll have another show for you, another theme, another great batch of music. So tune in, enjoy. Soon you'll be able to check out the playlist that I do every week on Spotify. So stay tuned for that as well. Otherwise, have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks, and we are remembering Rosalynn Carter. Today, the Carter Center said the former First Lady died at her home in Georgia, where her family was at her side. Rosalynn Carter was married to Jimmy Carter for nearly 8 decades, but their marriage was just a sliver of her legacy. Ernie Suggs is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
He knew her